Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
BJ and Jamie.
And that girl could sing. Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Bruno Mars.
Oh no, that sounded like I had Tourette's.
You did. All right, we'll play the Tourette's first, and then we'll go into you getting that robe.
I'm telling you,
I think that's
best
a great idea.
Kept secret.
I brought something up off air, and then it led to Jamie, what she was able to do over the weekend.
Yep.
Was it this past weekend? Maybe a couple of weeks. Doesn't matter. 2 weeks ago. All right, here's
two
the weekend. Tourette's girl, okay? This girl is on TLC. Mm-hmm. She's got Tourette's, and they're making a show about it. Now, I've never known anyone with Tourette's, but I guess you just blurt whatever. It's a tick, right?
Well, it's funny. Well, it's like, you know how, well, one of her examples was, and I thought it was fun. She's like, that guy needs to get out of my way. That guy needs to move. And they're like, why? Why is the cameraman bothering you? And she said, well, because when I see bald people, I need to tell them that they're bald. So, so it's like things like almost where, you know, you and I would know to hold it in and not say it. But she's like, you're bald.
She's got the urge, yeah.
Yeah.
She
has the urge and she has to say it.
Yeah. She has to say it. Her mind won't let her not say it.
Yeah, she says it's a release.
Yeah.
So it gets in her head so much that she has to blurt it out and then she feels better that she said it because it's a release.
Wow. Yeah. I feel that way about gambling on ball games too.
What do you mean?
It's a release. Once I get it in my head that I need to take this particular team on, you know, tonight's game, for example, I can't get it out of my head. I got to do it.
You have a lot in common with her.
I do. Well, I thought of you, actually, when I saw this video, okay? Because she has this fascination with having to blurt out the word wiener.
Yeah, I'm a fan of that. I am a fan of that.
All right, here we go. This is Tourette's Girl. It's a TV show coming to TLC.
My name is Balen. I'm 21 years old. Tourette syndrome. In a little baby weenie. Spotted alone in a safari. An itchy baby weenie. Woohoo, woohoo, woohoo. Sorry, I'm excited. Off. Off. Tourette syndrome is a neurological involuntary motor and vocal disorder that is chronic. Chronic. Slap that wiener. Rap that wiener. Tap that wiener. Tourette syndrome causes me to have tics, and tics are sudden twitches, sounds, or movements that I do repetitively. When I get the urge to tick, it feels like my skin is crawling and it's very, very itchy. After I do the tick or release the tick, the urge goes away.
I never thought that they used the word tick like that, though. That's wild.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? I mean, it's really sad, too, but I feel bad for, I think it's their little brothers in that, and he's just so used to it. It doesn't even faze him. He's not embarrassed or anything. He's like, I just live with it. It's just what happens all the time, and I just live with it. Because the rest of us are shocked when we watch it, but he just, like, it's so matter-of-fact in his life.
That's wild.
Isn't it? It's really sad, too.
Hit that wiener, slap that wiener, wrap that wiener. What was it she said? That's crazy.
I think you got it.
Yep.
When I get the urge to tick, it feels like my skin is crawling and it's very, very itchy.
Wow. All right. Coming to TLC. I think it's going to be a hit, probably.
Yeah. But what about the thought that you could catch it?
That's kind of.
I mean, I know it's not a virus or anything, but they say like something. If you have that like propensity or whatever to like, you could get it like in a weird way. I don't know if this is true or not. It was on the internet, but people are saying be careful because you could start to.
I don't know. Wrap that wiener. I don't know if you could actually, you know, slap that wiener. If it's something you could just pick up on.
You're the worst actor. You're supposed to yell at that wiener. What?
Tap that wiener.
I don't have it down yet.
You're so like in the soap opera guy, like, I don't know if we can slap that wiener.
Slap that wiener.
General Hospital right there. Wiener.
Yeah, right?
All right, so all fair. Yeah. I asked Jamie, I said, you know, it's kind of bizarre. Don't you think it's kind of weird leaving the White House for the last time? You know, Joe Biden is walking out, he and his wife, for the last time this week. But wouldn't you on the way out grab something?
For sure. Wouldn't
you take, I mean, Hillary Clinton was accused of taking furniture. She took the couch, took the chair, took the TV. I don't really blame her, to be honest. But wouldn't you grab something on the way out? A bust? Maybe a
bust?
A bust.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Maybe a
That'd
bust.
That'd be a little hard to keep under your arm, though, walk out with a head.
But nobody's watching. I mean, you got to figure the Secret Service is on your side. They know what you're doing. You're not trying to sneak it out. I mean, you're right there at the White House. You're all gated community, right?
Yeah.
So you can just take whatever you want, back the truck up and take it. So I would take like a painting of George Washington.
Nice.
Maybe something, you know,
yeah,
something.
They probably don't have that.
A real,
you know,
keeper.
Accounted for and
yeah,
insured.
They're not going to miss that at all.
Then Jamie told me she got another robe.
Yeah, I said, well, if I was leaving the White House, I would definitely take all the robes because your name's embroidered in it, you know.
You got the presidential seal.
Yeah, what are they going to do with it? I'm going to walk around and still tell my wife, look, bitch, I was the president.
That would be cool.
I'm totally keeping that. So then I told BJ, go, oh, that reminds me. I got another robe. And I was like, it's so easy. It's just so easy. And so we got stuck on I-70. And Ralphie and myself, when we were taking this truck back to college. And I felt like there was some price gouging going on. Not going to lie.
No kidding.
In the mountains with all the hotels.
I guarantee you there was.
Yeah. There was some definite, and I was irritated about it. And so like the Super 8 was sold out. Everything was sold out because we were stuck, dead stuck on I-70. So there was one room left at the Ritz-Carlton. Of course there was.
So you got to go there.
You got to go there, but it's thousands of dollars.
Yeah, but you know, need a place.
But still, it's
that's all you got.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah. But it's gouging.
It is. Well, I felt like it was.
Well, that kind of money, I would agree with you.
Yeah, so... Yeah. So I'm irritated that I have to spend this kind of money. And so then as soon as we check into the room, I call. You got to do this, you guys. As soon as I checked in the room, I go, oh, excuse me. I just got into the room and I realized we only have one robe. And she's like, oh my gosh, Miss White, of course, we'll get you another one right away. Boom, got me a free Ritz-Carlton robe.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yep.
Brilliant.
Got the little crest on it. It's got Ritz-Carlton.
You know, every time you tell this story
Bachelor too. Gulch.
Yeah. I always forget. So this weekend, when I get out to Vegas, when I get checked into the Circus, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to get me a new Circus robe.
I don't think they have robes there.
Definitely not.
They have bed bugs. You,
you just stated Circus. They have robes, right?
No, they definitely don't have robes. They don't even have like vending machines on the floor near your rooms.
Oh my
god!
They
don't have even ice. It's awful. No ice.
They don't have room service.
No,
get out of here.
You're kidding.
Oh
no,
that's been for yourself. Yeah, right there.
If it's like $5 a night for the room, you think they got any of that?
Well, this is what my son was just mortified. I go, look, first of all, we paid way too much for this room, so they owe us a gift, right? And then I go, and he's like, what if you get busted? I'm like, do they really think somebody would be that, if you can afford to pay that for the Ritz-Carlton, they think somebody's going to be that pathetic to steal a robe?
No, you're right.
Right?
Yeah, you're under the radar at that point, aren't you?
Yeah. All those people think they're hoity-toity, so you would never be such a trailer park person to steal a robe.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
Spotted alone in a safari, an itchy baby weenie. Sorry, I'm excited.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ
and Jamie.
Slap that wiener. Wrap that wiener. Tap that wiener.
On Alice 105.9.
Oh, it's
that feels illegal.
Thank you, Spadell. That's perfect.
That feels.
Thanks, Spadell. Thank you.
Like that's a perfect. Little over the top. Just a little.
Slap it.
Just for me to think
do
that.
Do it all. Do it all. All right. So why are they so upset with Carrie Underwood? What's going on with her? Is she going to play?
Trump? So it says that she decided to sing. Trump asked her to sing or do a performance or whatever at his inauguration.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? Anyway, and I guess all her Democratic fans are really pissed off at her.
Because she's going to sing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything gets politicized, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, it sure
does.
Yeah. It says Carrie Underwood has confirmed that she'll perform at President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration on Monday, January 20th. Following the reports, people tore her apart. I mean, went ballistic on her. And they're never going to go to a concert again. They're never
going to
buy an album again. They're boycotting her, everything.
Really?
Yeah. So here, she has a statement. Do you want me to read it, what she says?
Okay, sure.
Here's what she says. She says, quote, "I love our country, and I'm honored to have been asked to sing at the inauguration and to be a small part of this historic event. I am humbled to answer the call at a time when we must all come together in the spirit of unity and looking to the future." I like that she didn't say anything political.
Yeah.
You know, she just said, look, they asked me.
But, it's kind but of my... even if Kamala had won, okay, and let's say Beyonce, I wouldn't look at it like, you know, I'll never listen to a Beyonce song again, or I'll never support her again.
Well, because you're such a big fan of the first place.
I am a big fan. I've been to every Beyonce show that's ever come
to
town.
You're in the Beehive, aren't you?
I am part of the Beehive. Buzz, buzz. That's her code word to get in. When
buzz,
we go to
buzz.
Club meetings.
Oh, yeah.
Buzz, buzz.
And then you
BJ's at the door.
They let you in?
Yeah. Here's what I'm excited about with the inauguration.
Dumb.
Village people.
Yeah.
YMCA, man. Yeah, they're going to be, the Village people are playing at the inauguration. Now, I saw them. They played another event down at like that Mar-a-Lago place. They played one just a couple of weeks ago. I will tell you this. They need to upgrade the uniforms because that police uniform starting to look a little small on that dude.
It's a little tight. Okay. It's a little tight.
Yeah, he's still wearing the one from 78.
They said, we are announcing today that the Village people have accepted an invitation from President-elect Trump's campaign to participate in the activities, including at least one event with President-elect Trump. So I don't know what that means, the activities. So I don't know if they're actually going to be at the... Like, it sounds,
I know what it means.
Sounds like they're not going to be on the main stage.
Oh, man. Why? Yeah, it's a little tight, that cop suit.
I don't get it because he was on TMZ, the cop. He was on TMZ and he, at the beginning, was like going to sue or something.
Yeah, he was real mad when Trump first started using their song.
Yeah, and his wife, I guess, is an attorney, and he said she's looking into it and all this stuff. But now that he won, I guess he's like Mark Zuckerberg. Like,
completely,
oh, it's everything's
flipped,
different.
Yeah.
It's called cash.
Yeah.
Cash is key,
that's
right?
True.
BJ,
true.
Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, that text is so insulting. Now BJ's got new audio with Wiener and he's going to play it over and over again. No, I'm not. I'm not a 12-year-old.
Slap that Wiener. Rap that Wiener. Tap that Wiener. Slap that Wiener. Rap that Wiener. Slap that Wiener. Slap that. Slap that Wiener. Rap that Wiener.
All right. And we laugh.
I like that. I kind of wish I had Tourette's now.
Oh, my God. No, you don't. Don't wish that on anybody. It's so sad.
It's a new show that's coming to TLC.
Yep.
I think I'm going to watch it.
You do?
I think so. Maybe one episode.
Yeah.
Probably grow on you pretty quickly.
I mean, I do respect the fact that she has this debilitating situation and that she's being really open about it. You know? I don't know. They'll probably make a Barbie about it now.
I just saw on one of my feeds here with the X, that the winds have really kicked up in the last 30 minutes in California.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they're saying they've really reached some really strong winds out there.
I wanted to give everybody an update this morning, too, on I-70 East. I-70 Eastbound is going to be closed at 9 a.m. for at least 6 hours. Again, it's I-70 East. Now, let me tell you where. At exit 180, so up in Vail, right? I think that's right around Vail. I guess there was a big accident a while back, and it's kind of a little bit, you know, like all on the side of the road, and they have to clean it up, but they need to close the road to do that.
For 6 hours.
For 6 hours. So they'll take you through a night. If you have to go up to Vail, it takes you, the detour is 90 minutes, and it takes you through Leadville. But look, you can stop and make an appointment and get one of those, one of those shirts.
I don't know.
Yeah, remember, I told, we've talked about
it. Melanzana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've talked about it before.
What is that?
it's this custom clothing company.
Oh.
And you have to make an appointment, and you can only get one item per person.
Mm-hmm. That's in where?
In Leadville. Yeah.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful drive for a detour.
You probably didn't, but I wore that like green and blue that was blocked off. It was like kind of a warm and fuzzy one. That's from there.
I don't remember your warm and fuzzy.
Yeah, it was blue in the middle and green arms.
Yeah.
It was
green arms?
Yeah, I had green arms. It was a
Melanzana.
That's a really hard name.
Yeah. You have to book an appointment to go buy stuff there.
Yeah, I mentioned that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Jamie said that too.
Yeah.
But thanks for reiterating.
Second time I heard it.
Yeah, but hey, just the whole thing, I-70 around Vail. Eastbound.
Green arms, just in case you hear that part.
Green
she
arms.
Walked in with green
shirt?
Arms. One
you had
day.
Green arms.
Did you see that shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember the shirt.
By the way, speaking of which,
BJ doesn't remember the shirt.
I don't remember the shirt.
I wore it 2 days ago or something.
They have a really unique color palette up at Melanzana.
Montezuma? What was it called again?
Melanzana.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Montezuma.
They do like blocking. Remember when Garth Brooks used to wear those button down shirts and one side was red and one side was blue?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. Bit of fleece.
Hey, speaking of arms, her green arms, your tat looks good, Spadil.
Oh, thank you.
Got a tattoo and it turned out really nice.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm super happy with it.
I'm with Jamie. I was expecting something really goofy.
I thought it was going to be like Rem and Stimpy or something.
Yeah.
Because the way you said it was going to be a cartoon character.
Yeah.
But instead, I don't know how to explain this. What's that cartoon that's like that volleyball with that guy with the fire coming out of it? It's like a volleyball or a basketball. And he's like coming out of it. Do you guys kind of remember that a little bit? No? Okay, fine.
You mean Wilson?
That was what I thought of too.
Did he ever have fire coming
Tom
out of
Tom Hanks?
Him?
No,
well,
that's
had
from
that fire hair.
Yeah.
It was a volleyball, remember? Maybe
that's what it looks
he
like.
Was
he
stuck
has
on
Wilson.
That island.
He has Wilson on his arm.
Yeah, he's got Wilson.
Yeah,
like
a mean
more
realistic.
Wilson.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It kind of looks like Wilson. She's onto something there. Yeah, I think I'll go get a Wilson. It's a great idea.
You love volleyball.
Tattoo looks good.
Thank you.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Spadil went out. How many hours did that take?
I was there from 1 p.m. to 8:30, and my total needle time was like 5 hours and 15 minutes.
Why don't you put it on Facebook?
Okay.
Yeah.
Stick it does it up look there. Good.
Take a picture of it, but what'd that cost you? Because that looks expensive.
Well, I actually got really lucky. The character that I picked, that series, for whatever reason, had $100 off, so I got a $100 discount.
There's coupons for tattoo artists?
What? No, this show is like kind of new, and she wanted coupons? To tattoo someone from that show, so she offered a discount for people who chose people from that show.
I don't know.
Anyway, it was $650, and then I gave her a $100 tip.
Well, I don't know, but to me, it just seems like it's bizarre to get a discount on a tattoo. That's like me looking for a discount for, like, a heart replacement.
Well, she still has the discount going if you want to get a Dan-to-Dan tattoo.
But you see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying?
I do, yeah.
But, like, for, you know, maybe like you're getting laser treatment for my eyes or something. I'm looking for the cheapest plan out there.
It's
you know what I mean?
You don't want it,
I don't know if I want to go that route. But it looks good on you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Looks good. Yeah, we should put it on Facebook.
Did it hurt?
No.
Oh, it didn't?
Yeah,
oh,
that's fine.
Okay. It's big.
It looks painful.
I know.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
That's why he's in such a bad mood all the time.
I know, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's totally bitching when I'm there alone, but when these other people go there, not so much. You know what I'm saying?
That's Carson. Only insert the F word about 15 times.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's what he's saying.
This is my nightmare. I'm a fitness buff, and all these newbies in January are driving me bat poo.
No, seriously, it's terrible.
It is terrible, actually.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Now I got back.
Here comes his
No, it's a zoo. No matter what time you go, it's a zoo. There's people all over the place.
And I know what you mean, bro.
And they're not even working out. They're there to make themselves feel better about being there, but they don't actually work out. Yeah. They just take up all the machines for people that are working out.
Like he's saying, not working out. They're there with someone who is working out, and they're just like staring at their phone, and they're slowing down the person who's working out because they all want to sit there and talk because they're friends, and then you can't get on the machine.
Yes. And then what about this? And then they don't even know how to wipe down the machines. Oh, my God.
Dude, that too. It's gross.
But no, you've been working out for 2 years.
Four.
I expected you to have more muscles than what you have.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean,
I'm
you're
a lot
doing
stronger
okay.
than I look, but yeah, I expected to look stronger than
really,
I am.
You're not really toned.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's
I mean,
fair.
You are, but you're not, like, muscle-bound toned.
Right.
He's not on steroids.
Not yet.
Yeah. No, but you
not yet.
4 years. He does take quite a few supplements, though.
Yeah.
Stuff to beef him up just a little bit.
Well, just protein and creatine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gain that weight.
And I did peptides for a little bit, but that didn't really do anything, so.
Well, and I think he doesn't eat great.
No, my diet's awful. I'm really good at hitting my protein every day, but everything else
nutrition is key.
Did you guys see that 2 tablespoons, just 2 tablespoons of ketchup is equivalent to a glazed donut?
Holy crap.
Yeah, that's
really?
Crazy.
It has so much sugar in it, it's nuts.
And I love ketchup.
I know, I do.
You have like well-defined blubber.
Blubber? Yeah.
Well-defined blubber.
That's fine.
The way I describe it.
How do you know? I've never seen him naked. I wouldn't know where his blubber
is.
Yeah,
well, look, have you seen him with a shirt?
Shirt today. Yeah, I can see all kinds of underarm bubble.
It doesn't have any blubber.
It does.
No, he doesn't.
Look at him.
That's a tricep, bro.
He has a muscle.
That's a muscle.
Why is it flopping like that?
It's not
like a fish out of water.
There's no. Listen, he doesn't know what he's talking about. You have no blubber on your arms.
I just like how you guys are complaining about the gym and how crowded it is.
Well, okay, so it is actually a thing. Let me just read this. It says gyms across America, people are holding their breath for the end of January rush. It says that most fitness buffs can't wait for January to end when most people break their New Year's resolution.
I can see that.
It says it's not just blah blah blah. It says newcomers often don't wipe their sweat off the machines when they finish. They don't use a towel to lay down on a machine, and it says some of them even unplug a treadmill or use the emergency stop button to end their session.
Yeah, because why? Because they go to the gym for a month every single year, and that's all they do is a month, and then they don't know what gym etiquette is.
Right, and they don't know how to rotate you in, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or like just even work in, you know, like or just
well, that was
hurry
the word rotated you in. Yeah.
Don't you kind of blame the gym though, in a way?
Why?
Wow.
Not really.
They're a business. They're just trying to make money.
No, but they're overselling it. But they're overselling it for the month of January.
How can you predict who's going to show up when, though? I don't know.
Well, I'm just saying they have all these newcomers in January.
But it's kind of smart on their part because there's a lot of people that have gym memberships. They'll go for a month and then they'll keep paying for it on and on and on.
Yeah,
and
my name's Jamie.
Like that's Planet Fitness's whole thing.
I was gonna point that out. But.
Remember, I went to Pilates for like 2 months and then I kept paying for it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go back. I swear to God.
They thank you for your business.
I know, right? I do have intentions. I'm going to go back.
I think a lot of people have the intentions.
Yeah.
People that join.
But it's just so cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've been over there before where you just stand around.
Yeah.
Check your phone.
See, you're the problem.
Maybe bend over, do a little stretch here and there, and then hit the door.
It was funny. Remember when I got that personal trainer that ripped me off or whatever? That guy, he didn't even train me. He would like push the treadmill. He'd be like, you need to be on this for 20 minutes. And then he'd just sit there on his phone.
Really?
Like, Why am I paying you?
I can look this up myself.
Well, you got to have somebody to push buttons for you.
But here's the thing is, I don't mean to be mean, but I'm going to sound really mean. You know, Powerball Pete has gone to the gym for, 6 years?
You can't tell it all.
I know, that's the thing.
I think he's just walking around and listening to the show and checking out the girls at the gym.
He loves, and I feel like he loves talking to people. Like, hey, you know, asking how their day is and stuff like that. So he's
I think he looks great. I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about.
He does it to get out of the house.
Oh, he's a perfect American male, man. What are you talking about?
A specimen.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.